Let's go ahead and bring in our next caller. It's Mike from Albuquerque. Good morning, Mike.
Hi. I work for a nonprofit named Adelante, and we have a federal contract at the Federal Law Enforcement Training Center, FLETC, in Artesia. We've had to furlough 50 people, most of whom have disabilities. They've gone home. We don't know they don't know whether they're going to get paid for the time, obviously, that they're not there. And in addition, that's where training happens for a lot of our law enforcement people.
Mike, I've read somewhere that some people might receive retroactive payment once this shutdown is over. Is that anything that you are hearing or have knowledge about?
We've got people who are both hourly and salaried. The salaried people, we have to keep paying. The hourly people, we don't. But we have no idea whether we'll be able to get any funds to pay those people.
All right, Mike, thanks so much for your call. Michael Coleman, you wanted to weigh in on that issue?
Yeah, I think there's some real question about that. Historically, when we've had these government shutdowns going back to 96, from what I understand, everybody got paid eventually. You know, they passed some sort of retroactive bill to do that. I think that they will this is just me speculating. I think that they will – that will when we end this thing, that the general consensus is that will happen again. But there's not – uniform agreement on that, because there's so much concern about the national debt, and there's such a cost cutting mindset in the House. Some people who may say, that's money that we've saved and we're not going to do it. So I don't think there's any guarantee of that, but the general consensus is that most people will probably get some sort of back payment.